Forever! Dog!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow,
is that culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
We've had some incredible I Don't Think So, Honey so far. We have, let me tell you, actually 26 more tonight because we had somebody rejoin the lineup.
Just 25 little minutes, 26 little minutes, that's all.
Yeah, come on. We're going to breeze through this 3 hours later. We're fucking dying.
Nobody right. goes overtime. All right.
Are you guys ready to resume? And I also just want to say thank you guys so much for coming out. And Bowen Yang does send all of his love.
Yeah.
He's busy spending time with his new best friend and podcast partner, Jason Momoa, who will host SNL this week, and I think we'll be good.
But you know what? You guys didn't even notice Bowen was gone, right?
Ugh. Too much. All right, so this next group is called
Lifestyle.
Give it up for Jackie Johnson. Give it up, Greta Titelman. Emily Fightmaster. Atsuko Akatsuka. And Nicole Thurman.
Oh, my God. Oh my
Stunning?
God. Ladies, no, ladies, stand up.
You gotta
stand
give it to them.
Because when we ask for a look, this is what we ask for, bitch!
And that's why I instinctually knew to put them together.
Yes. Oh,
and because
my
podcasts
God.
Are famously a visual medium, I'm gonna say this is stunning on the eyes. Stunning on the eyes, truly. Now, I would say, why don't we go ahead and bring Jackie Johnson
Jackie
to the mic?
Jackie Johnson, get up here.
The Natch Butte. The Natch Butte, her very
hello
self.
Hello back.
Hello, Jackie.
Love
Your
you.
Honeys are here.
Love They're it,
here.
Love
I
it.
I do think so, honey.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Okay, so Jackie, listen, we got a troll bowl here. We also have, I'm sure, a pre-planned topic.
She's
what
a
are
pro.
We thinking?
She's a pro.
Pre-planned.
Okay.
Okay. I love the drama.
A little bait and switch.
The drama. I loved the drama.
So Jackie Johnson, it's your time to I Don't Think So, Honey Live. Your time will start now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, celebrities doing podcasts, okay? Listen. We are all UCB improvisers trying to sell fucking Quip toothbrushes to fucking pay our rent, okay? Fuck you, Anna Faris. Fuck you, Conan. I really thought more of you. Fuck you, Dax Shepard, and your fucking armchair and your fucking mansion that Kristen Bell's Frozen Residuals bought. Come to my fucking apartment, okay?
30 seconds.
I don't have AC. I don't have a covered parking spot, so fucking use code Natch, okay? Buy Squarespace. Buy fucking Blue Apron and Oprah. I'm really disappointed in you. You're worth $2.8 billion fucking dollars, and now you're selling Caspers. Have you ever slept on a fucking Casper mattress? Open now, bitch!
5 seconds.
I sleep on one every fucking night. Use code NATCH. Support comedians.
And that's 1 minute.
Yes.
Jackie Johnson, it's rule of culture number 49. Use code NATCH.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jackie
like,
Johnson.
Oprah, please run for president. And
Oprah,
she's like, I
please.
Think I'll start a podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And that wasn't right. what we wanted or meant.
Here's an old pro coming to the stage. Greta
Titelman. One of the Ooh. Icons of the Ooh. Form.
The skin on these ladies. I can't.
Could really teach a college course in this bullshit. You really could.
Everyone backstage is like, don't be nervous, babe.
Yeah, you're just like consoling everyone.
Right. Now, you said you weren't sure. What are you going to do? What are you going to do
know,
right now? You're
I
on stage.
I said I had a pre-select, but I'm a crazy bitch, and I want a troll, babe.
Oh.
Yes.
I want a troll.
I'm a reaching, and I'm a...
If I don't
go.
Know it, though...
You know it.
Oh, my God.
You
this,
know it.
This is going
to
be...
This was meant to be. Oh. I'm so happy you did this. So,
hold on to your butts.
Greta Titelman, your I Don't Think So Any Trouble topic is Gwyneth Paltrow. And
take
this
her
is
down,
hard.
Bitch.
And in the lifestyle category, even. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Gwyneth Paltrow, because you fucking suck and we all hate you and we can unite on that, okay? with your jade egg and your goop and your beauty secrets and all this shit. I'd look hot fucking too if I had a chef and a staff and I used to fuck Brad Pitt, okay? The best you ever were was when you fucked Brad Pitt, and I'm sorry that you let him go. 7 was the best time for you because your head got cut off, okay? And that's fucking 30 seconds. Real. I don't even know what else you've been in. So you wear Calvin Klein and symmetrical bland colors. I don't give a fuck about you. Change your hair. Blythe Danner is hotter than you. And that is something you have to live
15
with.
15 seconds.
You want to know who's a good actress? Your mom. You want to know who's a good musician? Your ex fucking husband. You
5 seconds.
Shit to
5 seconds.
You named your kid Apple and then you had the audacity to name your son Moses. They will hate you, bitch.
That's 1 minute. Wow.
That was 1 minute. Wow. And that's great entitlement. And I want to say something. I want to say something right here and now. That was a real trouble because she went negative. She went for Gwyneth Paltrow's whole life.
Who knows? Who knows how Greta really feels about Gwyneth, okay?
Who knows? It's unclear.
All we know is what she just did. And you know what? It was like watching a new Supreme come into being.
Yes, a new Supreme.
A new blonde bitch, okay.
And with this in mind, everyone, Emily Fightmaster!
Woo! I want to rip that suit right off. Okay, Emily, what are we thinking? What are
so
we thinking?
So there's a bowl. It just produced quite a result. There's also the pre-planned, pre-prepared, if you will, option. Whatever you want.
No, I've been upset for a while about this.
And you got to speak. So this is Emily Fightmaster's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Fucking Ocean's 8.
Yep.
Fucking lesbian melodrama. You put Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock in the same movie and you refer to them as partners and they get this close to each other, but they never fuck. Man, fuck you.
Yes, yes.
And I'm so tired of it. I love Cate, but she can't be a queer icon if the only thing she's known for is big dyke energy, but she's not a dyke in real life. Okay, yep. That doesn't count. Okay, and Carol?
30 seconds.
I did some scientific research, and it turns out I'm the only fucking person in the world that saw Carol. So how the fuck is Cate a queer icon from this movie, y'all? And I don't think so,
seconds.
Honey. If you put Cate Blanchett and her fucking cheekbones in one more movie, and she doesn't wear her female co-star's pussy like a glove,
5 seconds.
I'm not watching!
And that's 1 minute. Emily Fightmaster, a master of the form. Unbelievable.
Take me home.
It's true. She asked real questions. All of a sudden, she's a queer icon. Have we seen her, like, really kiss a woman? I don't know, because I haven't seen Carol.
Neither.
Sorry.
I refuse. All right. Ooh. Here she comes, a true icon, Atsuko Katsuka.
Yes,
please come
Atsuko.
To the mic. Oh my goodness.
Atsuko, here we go.
Yes,
and
yes.
Listen, we got the trouble.
We got the trouble.
We got probably many,
but she
many.
She plays by her own rules, so
I know.
Don't know. What's she going to do?
No, I see you. I see you, trouble, but I think I'm going to troll on something here.
Okay, troll on something there.
All right, Atsuko, your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Julie Chan Moonves, Asian wife of Les Moonves. That's right, you're gonna hear it twice tonight. Why, Auntie Chen? I do not think so. What, did I move to the States illegally, live in a garage for 7 years? That's right, for you to turn your back on me? What do you mean? What, girl, we're both immigrants. Grew up in poverty, both married a white man. What, we should be the same person. What do you mean?
Have 30
we
seconds.
Gone through the same trials and tribulations? You turned your back, what? Oh, to only to watch you on Big Brother signing off as I've been Julie Chan Moonves. That hurt me. Oh, Julie Chan Moonves. Whatever happened to Julie Chan? Be an independent woman.
15 seconds.
Oh, that really hurt me. And also, what a shitty way to find out Big Brother was still on air. I have no idea. It's been 18 years. Take that shit up.
5 seconds.
Julie Chan, let's just move this out of here.
And that's 1 minute.
Atsuko
Katsuka.
Give it up for her.
Julie,
let's say it one more time. Let's say it one more time. Julie Chen, History will remember you.
And I'm sorry, but we have another rule of culture. It's rule of culture number 98. Julie Chen, Moonves out of here.
A little bit nonsense.
Obsessed with that. And the obsession continues because Nicole Thurman is here.
Ooh.
Hello.
Ooh.
You are here.
I love you. We're so happy you're here.
Makeup inspired by Tracee Ellis Ross. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tracee, for the inspiration.
And you certainly are going to be doing an I Don't Think So, Honey. I'm Miss Tracy. So what is it going to be? Is it going to be the troll ball?
You know what? I'm a little scur, but I think I'm going to do the troll ball.
Yes, she is.
Pray for me, y'all.
It's a little scary.
Pray for me.
She got training. You'll be fine.
Okay.
I like this one.
I think this is good for you.
Okay, Nicole.
Yes.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bowl topic is the legendary Clint Eastwood.
Bring him down, bitch. Your time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Clint Eastwood. Listen up, bitch, you old ass bitch. You don't think that we don't know you an old ass racist bitch. We don't like you. You starting to look like my grandma, and you know what? That is sad for you. My grandma's hot. You got a problem, dude. I don't think so, honey. Clint Eastwood. You used to think you were some big badass guy. Now you're just a little old man. When are you going to die,
seconds.
Clint Eastwood? 30 seconds. I don't think so, honey. You old ass dude, this ain't a Western anymore, okay? I saw that movie where you were sitting on your porch being racist to those Asian people. You think that was okay? You directed that movie and you think that was okay?
You think that was okay,
Clint Eastwood? You trying to play yourself. You trying to play us. You trying to make us pay $16 just to see your racist movie.
Five seconds.
You know what, Clint Eastwood? I will say that your son is very fucking hot and he can call me anytime he wants, though.
Scott Eastwood, and that's 1 minute.
I don't think so, honey.
Yes.
Extra points awarded for a Scott Eastwood reference.
Thank you. And even more extra points. You know what? Shitting on Gran Torino, that is intersectionality.
Yes.
Okay? Thank you.
And please give it up for Lifestyle
and Lifestyle. Jackie Johnson, Greta Titleman, Emily Fightmaster, Atsuko Akatsuka,
and Nicole Thurman. That was extremely strong group.
That was
group.
Good. That was a way to come out the gate strong. But you know what? I'm excited about this next group. I'm excited about this next
because
name.
Because these are
it's
our
very
sisters.
Very close to my heart.
This next group is called Akbar Trash. Everyone give it up for Jimmy Fallon, Jared Goldstein, John Hartman, Peter Kim, and Justin Sayer. Look at this Akbar Trash.
Look at that. Not one of these in sight.
Look at these Akbar Trash.
Ooh, so many sisters on the stage.
Let's start with some trash. Let's start with Jimmy Fallon, please.
Yes.
Hey, bitch.
Hi, how are you?
What's it going to be?
We're so good. We have the troll bowl here, celebrated improviser. We also have, I know, some fucking fabulous ideas up in that head.
I don't know. I'm actually undecided. I don't know if I should do the troll bowl. Troll bowl?
They're always going to say troll bowl.
They're always going to
say
troll bowl.
Okay, well, we'll see how this goes. I'll do the troll bowl.
Wow.
Yes.
Here we go. You've ordered the troll bowl. Okay.
The troll bowl really threw you a curveball here.
It's giving you something I think good. Your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bowl topic, Jimmy Fallon, is
Abraham Lincoln.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Abraham Lincoln. You think that you're so great because you're tall? The hat is adding inches, honey. I'm so tired of you coming around here being like, I'm the 16th president. Bitch, I've been following the elections and I'm not that impressed with 16. As far as I know, it's 16. You're on the penny, honey. Oh, wow. Wow, that's really, I mean, honey, you're not even listening to me anymore. Honey, I saw your face, and this is rude to call someone ugly, but that mole, like, there's other stuff you could do, grow the beard up. I mean, and don't think that I haven't heard the rumors about you.
15 seconds.
Honey, you're married. She loves you. Be loyal. I believe you're married.
Yes.
Honey.
It's all going to come down to this.
Five seconds.
That cherry tree
You chopped it down. Honey, I'm going to chop down.
No.
And that's 1 minute.
You Jimmy guys, no Fallon, one say anything.
No one say anything.
No one say. No one say a goddamn word.
Here's the thing.
No was one say a goddamn word. Lincoln?
Jimmy, I wish Abraham Lincoln had chopped down that tree.
Oh, it was because someone else.
We
it
wouldn't
was
have
George
to
Washington?
Tell you. Yes. Okay. And that, and 100 points. Jimmy Fallon, everyone. But you had amazing points about the fact that he was gay. Yes.
Oh, another sister coming to the stage. Please give it up for Jared Goldstein.
Jared!
Look at those locks. Oh, best hair in the room tonight.
Luscious.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Luscious.
Male, female, non-binary, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Got the best hair.
We have the best hair. Jared? So listen, you can decide.
I've decided pre-selected.
Okay.
Okay, and that's okay. Fine.
And we love that choice.
And I love that. So listen.
Yes.
Jared. Your I Don't Think So Honey time will begin now.
I Don't Think So Honey, the leprechaun from the movie The Leprechaun. You are ugly and I don't like you, bitch. You are too scary. I am still scared of you to this day. And I am 30. It is not okay. It is sad. A friend of mine sent me a gif of the leprechaun. It scared me so much. I had to run up my stairs every night for 3 weeks. I don't think so, honey. You're too scary. The only thing scarier in that movie was Jennifer Aniston's original nose. I'm rude. I don't care. And to quote Sister Pod, seek treatment. The leprechaun, look at me. Look at me. Fix your face, fix your body, and stop scaring everybody, but mainly me.
10 seconds.
Look, you have had so many sequels, but you will never be glamour.
5 seconds.
In the fourth movie, you went to space. In the fifth movie, you went to the hood. This bitch went to the Jupiter before she went to Compton. That's fucking racist. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Jared Goldstein. Bravely quoting Seek Treatment here tonight.
Coming for Jay Aniston. Okay. Another great cardigan coming to the stage. Please give it up for my friend, John Hartman.
Okay, I love an icy stare.
This intensity.
Yeah.
What's it gonna be? Again, another improviser. Celebrated for his improvising.
It's like, it's crazy. The trouble is screaming out, but you know what? I don't want to take the fact away that you might have an amazing pre-prepared
topic. Because
he's
got a great brain.
Well, I'm going to do something near and dear to my heart. It's the Troll Bowl.
Oh!
I love it. I love
near
it when the gays
dear.
Go
We're getting
for the
lots
troll bowl.
Of people
I hope
picking
I don't
the troll
know
bowl.
It.
Okay. Maybe one of your idols.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a Second City alum.
Is it Julie Chen?
No. Please.
All right. Your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is, in fact, Steve Carell. And your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey, Steve Carell. Okay, maybe we both did come from the same hallowed institution of the Second City. But let's forget that right now. What happened to your wife, Nancy Wall? She had a wonderful career going, and now she does opening bits on SNL for you. And you get to do everything, serious movies, funny movies, theater. You know who else does theater that we aren't talking about?
30 seconds.
Cherry Jones. The first woman of the American theater, but we can't talk about her because Steve Carell is doing something instead. So I don't think so, honey, Steve Carell. You brought your children to SNL.
15 seconds.
Which is fine. That's a lovely gift for them. But I don't think so, honey. Welcome to Marwen. I don't know what it's about, but there's talk of a hate crime in it, and it doesn't look like you're doing something helpful for gay people in that. 5 seconds left. Yeah. I don't think so, honey. Over 50 years of LOL at Second City, only about 5 of them were from you.
And that's 1 minute.
That is John Hartman.
I'm so happy you brought this up, John Hartman. What the fuck is Welcome to Marwen?
It is your next favorite movie, okay?
I'm going to see it probably opening day.
I'm going to see it midnight. Midnight. What?
Is it Barbie's?
I think it's Barbie's.
I think it might be Barbie's.
He is supposed to be gay. Okay.
To be continued. Anyway, in the
true
meantime.
True sister, Peter Kim, get up here.
Hi, Peter Kim.
Hi.
I love to share the stage with you. Peter, what are we doing?
I have something I want to rant about.
Okay,
I get that.
Peter Kim, your time begins
now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Tops who refuse to eat butt. Okay? Are you fucking crazy? My ass is like a hoofty in the winter. You gotta warm it up before you take a ride, honey. Okay? What the fuck? Tops who don't eat butt, what else are you bringing to the table? Residual misogyny? I don't think so, honey. Okay, bottoms have to do everything. We have to eat right. We have to clean out. We gotta spritz the hole with the rose water. What the fuck are you bringing? You come over with your dirty ass dick that's been scrunched up in boxer briefs all day, and you expect
seconds.
Me to suck it? I mean, I will because...
15.
I was raised with manners, honey, okay? Let me tell you, my ass, my booty hole
Five
is
seconds.
A cave of wonders, and the secret passcode ain't open sesame. It's I like rose water on your ass, honey. I don't think so, honey.
And
tops, you don't eat
butt. Peter Kim.
That's culture. That's culture.
We just spent a long time of that, I don't think so, honey, grilling our friend who doesn't eat butt.
There's a few tops in here who aren't eating ass, and we see you. And just
and
like Julie
you.
Chen, history will remember you.
Okay? Thank you, Peter Kim. And
oh,
now,
my God. You guys.
Coming to the stage. This is an icon.
A true
Everyone,
icon.
It's
He's
Justin
about to feed the
Sayer.
Children. He is about to feed the children tonight. I am so sad he only gets a minute. Justin. Thank you for gracing our stage.
Thank you. Do you like my ass? Outfit, I dressed as your mom doing a community theater production of Grease.
And that is exactly what she wore.
Right?
That is what she wore.
There were worse things she could do.
Listen, Justin, there's two options, as you're probably well aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
I prepared something because it's my birthday tonight.
Oh! And can we say happy birthday?
Thank
and
you.
Can we say happy birthday on three? One, two, three.
That's it. We don't have time. Justin, what are you going to do? Oh, you're going to go your own pre-select.
Yes.
Your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey, planning your birthday as an adult. I'm sorry. I don't want to clean my apartment for 2 days and buy a mountain of hummus that nobody's going to eat because your boyfriend's still on meth and we're all not talking about it. I'm sorry that I'm going to invite you over to my house and put out coasters, but nobody's going to fucking use those coasters because you're all heathens. And I'm sorry that you're just gonna sit around my house and bore up the place when we could be at a restaurant where when the bill comes, I watch you nickel and dime how much you love me.
30
Happy
seconds.
Happy birthday to me, for Christ's sakes. And I don't want your presents from Urban Outfitters, and I don't want some stupid mug that has some funny saying on it or some RuPaul's Drag Race tchotchke. If you wanna buy me a present, get Harry Styles to sit on my fucking face because I'm
15
years old, and that's what I want. I don't wanna travel with you because you don't travel well, just like the hummus I'm stuck with in my fucking refrigerator.
5 seconds.
Five seconds.
It's my birthday, and I want to celebrate how I like. It's why I always carry my keys in LA, because I'm always going the fuck home.
And that's 1 minute.
Oh,
Justin Sayer. And a rule of culture. It's rule of culture number 100. If you want to get me a birthday present, have
Harry Styles
sit on my face. Give it up for this Akbar trash.
Jimmy Fallon, Jared Goldstein, John Hartman, Peter Kim,
and iconic Justin
Sayer. Oh, he is not invited to my 31st, where we will be going to Key West.
okay.
Right. Wow.
So this next group
so
coming
close
to the
stage.
End.
I'm so sad.
What? What'd you say?
I'm just sad. We're all there at the
end. No, we
almost.
Have three more groups of fucking. Iconic,
just,
I don't think so, honey.
We're breezing through it. It's really sad.
This next group is called Screaming Infidelities. Give it up for Jan Salami. Bree Pruitt, Drew Kraft, Jonathan Rowell, and Madison Shepherd. Come on, iconic folks. Now listen, I heard we have a one Jan Salami here.
Oh,
Jan Salami.
Great.
Here we go. Get over here to the mic. Do you want some of these?
Oh,
yes, Jan Salami.
Now, Jan, you're
Jan
conditioned.
Salami's quickly
you're conditioned. Jan, no.
She did some
Jan,
poppers.
Jan, no, you're on to. Oh, my God, Jan.
Jan, she did a one in each nostril. She's ready to go. Jan Salami. It's an honor to have you here, first of all, Jan.
Thank you so much.
Or Ms. Salami. How do you prefer?
Salami.
Salami. Okay. So,
Jan, you know how this works, right? You know where you are?
The Whole Foods.
Yes.
No,
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Close enough. Whole Foods. So at this Whole Foods, we got a troll bowl, and that there's topics in it you can talk about for 60 seconds, or you can do your own thing to talk about.
No,
for 60
I have something
seconds.
Very important to talk about.
Okay, Jan.
Okay, Jan.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
1 minute, Jan. You got 1 minute, now and that minute begins now.
Now.
I'm really feeling that thing that I snorted. Okay. I don't think so, honey. The big fake teeth from Bohemian Rhapsody. No. I wanted to ride my bicycle out of the theater. Now take it from a woman who has snorted cocaine off Freddie Mercury's ass and spit it right back into his mouth. No, 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 no. Those teeth were not that big because, sorry, Remy.
30 seconds.
Rami, shmummy. It's not artsy or method, okay? It's distracting. The camera adds 10 pounds and it adds a few molars too, okay? Scaramouche, Scaramouche, no one's going on Fandango.
15 seconds. Okay,
to go back. Now let me tell you, how many times?
10 okay. seconds.
Oh, God. I'm so high. So,
5 seconds.
Can anybody find me someone who won't make a movie about Freddie Mercury and do it right? Instead of about Chris Lyons, who designed the teeth. That's what the movie was about.
Thank you, Jeff. That's a way more than
thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan Salami. I'm sorry you got so another high. Yeah. The poppers are no joke.
It's double Scorpio. They're real amyl nitrates. Okay. Please.
And now, Bree Pruitt!
Ooh, I didn't know it was a two-piece. I did not know
and
it was
said,
a two-piece.
Look, and thank you for delivering.
Thank you, Bree.
Thank
you. Thank you for feeding my family. Bree, what is it going to be tonight? Is it going to be a pre-select or is it going
to
be a
as much ball? As I want to make you happy, I have to pre-select.
Listen, and that's fine.
Everything makes us happy.
It all makes us happy.
Okay. You're happy, we're happy.
It all makes us happy. Bree, you know what? I don't think so any time. It starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Movies in which someone falls in love with a fat woman because of literal magic. No, 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 honey. No, 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 rom-com Rebel Wilson vehicle. No, 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 no. Here's a list of things fat women do not need to fall in love. Magic, a brain injury, a gypsy's curse, a high-stakes bet. An emotional connection. Bitch, there is a man in Seattle who wants to marry me because we made out one time, honey.
30 seconds.
No, no, no. Honey, we're not doing it. Honey, we're not shallow howling. We're not I feel prettying. In fact, we're not even referring to Amy Schumer as fat anymore because she is a white person who upholds normal beauty standards. Honey, she's not an outsider, honey.
15 seconds.
Honey, you have to tell real stories about fat women. Hollywood, buy them from me. I already wrote them and I tell you about them at meetings all the time.
Five seconds.
Not feel bad for fat women in 2019 because we're coming for your men and your money, honey.
And yes! That's 1 minute!
Yes! I think that makes you some sort of alderman in West Hollywood now. I don't know.
I felt that one in my toes.
Yeah, that amount of.
I don't think somebody did it for me.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Drew Craft, please get to the mic.
Drew Craft.
Get to the mic, Drew Craft.
And thank you for this top.
You are welcome. I wore it just for you.
Thank you.
You said fashion, and I brought as best as I could.
And hello, fashion's on stage at this moment, so.
It's subjective. Fashion means blue camo. You know? it does.
All right,
it does
Drew,
to me,
so we have, you know, famously, this is a troll bowl.
I'm going to do a little pre-selected
and
rant.
I love that.
And I love that. And I love that. Drew Craft, your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. People who say dumb shit to gingers.
Yep.
Okay? I'm sick of your shit. No, just because I'm the only ginger in my family doesn't mean I'm adopted. It is a recessive trait, bitch. Oh, you want to know why gingers are hot-headed? Because every celebrity quiz tells you that you look like Carrot Top. That is offensive, bitch! That is offensive to any human alive!
30 seconds.
Were you curious if the carpet matches the drapes? Yes, it does. When does it not match the drapes? Why are you asking? You're not going to see. And you gays, don't fall for it. Deborah Messing is not a natural redhead.
15
and
seconds.
And lastly, gay emojis were released in 2018, and we have two options, male, female, and mermaid is the third, because I just want to be a part of your world.
And that's 1 minute!
Wow.
Drew Kraft.
Drew Kraft's crazy. And LA Comics singing?
Unbelievable. There's going to be infighting now. Infighting in the community.
Speaking of an LA comic, please welcome the very funny Jonathan Roa. Oh, Jonathan. Hello. Love the curls. Love your choice, whatever it be. Is it the Troll Bowl or is it pre-select?
We got
someone
this.
Stole my fucking topic.
Who did? Who
was
did?
It, was
Peter
it
Peter Kim?
Oh,
Peter Kim stole my topic.
So what now? I mean, the question just, we have to ask
great.
Is what now?
Drowning
I don't know what to do. I'm doing. I have no trolls. Choice, but did you troll bowl?
Here that. We go.
I love it when you're backed troll into ball. A corner. I loved it.
I love it when you're backed into a corner. Joel Kim Booster said that. I love it when you're backed into a corner. All right.
Fight or flight.
Okay.
I don't know actually how this is going to go for you. You might have a lot of different feelings.
So your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is veganism. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Veganism, okay? We are animals. What do you have against eating animals? Okay, I would eat most of you in a pinch, okay? I don't care about a dog. I don't care about a lamb, and I don't care about a cow. I definitely don't care about a human. I eat meat, bitch. I don't fucking care. How many of you guys are vegans? Raise your hand. Raise your hand right now. One person. Everyone else here eats meat. Two people, but she's drunk as fuck. I don't think so, honey. Veganism.
15 seconds.
Meat is how we survived. It nurtures us. It's how Joel got this fucking leather hat. It's made of real cow. I know the name of that cow. The name of that cow is Lachey, okay?
And that is 1 minute.
I don't think so, honey, veganism. Fuck
and that's
you.
1 minute. Thank okay. you. Say their name. Their name it's, was Lachey, and Joel killed them for this
it is,
hat.
It is pleather. It's pleather. It's pleather.
It's not.
It's pleather.
It's not.
It's pleather.
It's not.
All right.
He killed someone.
Closing out
cow.
This group is, ooh, she's so sexy. Please ooh, give it up for Madison
Shepherd.
Giving you just a peek.
Looking
I love
lux.
That.
Madison.
Hi.
Hello, baby.
Hi.
So, what can we do for you?
Oh, yeah. My manager's here. I pre-selected. Okay. You know what I mean?
Great.
I'm improving.
She's
can
doing
write.
It for the manager tonight,
the manager.
Everybody.
Thank you. Very
give it up for Madison's manager, everybody. Get her that 10%, Madison. Your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. 99-seat theater. Okay. Coming for you. Excuse me. They say that the theater is dying, honey. Well, if that's the case, find your light and step into it, honey. Fucking cross over, bitch, because you're done. Do you know what theater is? Okay. Nobody wants to see your gender-swapped, colorblind production of Grease near the airport, honey. Not for $50 a ticket, honey.
30 seconds.
Not even with a promo code, honey. I can't. Maria from accounting? I have never wanted to know what your Lady McBee was like.
15 seconds, and thank you.
Out, out, damn spot indeed, honey.
10.
Thank you, 10.
5 seconds.
Okay, wait, that's it. Okay, bye. I don't think somebody made it out to the theater.
Yes, thank you, 10.
Madison.
Thank you, Madison Shepherd.
Coming for the theater. And to be honest, I would see that gender swapped version of Grease by the
I
airport.
I
want to
see that. I'll pay $75.
I would drive to Terminal 2. Thank you, Delta.
Give it up for Screaming Infidelities. Jen Salome, aka Cat Pilardi.
Bree Pruitt.
Drew Kraft.
Jonathan Royal.
And Madison Shepherd. And it's Cat Pilardi. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cat
I messed
Pilardi,
it up.
Cat Pilardi. All right, you guys. The penultimate group coming to the stage
here
now.
Here we go.
Are you ready for a
Legends Ball?
Please give it up for Casey Lay.
Aisha Alpha.
Misha Johari.
Chelsea Davison.
And Francesca Fiorentini.
Come on, y'all.
You're taking their time.
Yes, come up the difficult stairs.
Taking their damn time.
Defy the fact that no one has come up here before.
Oh, my God.
Come up
and
the hard stairs.
Ooh, we got a wild card on the stage as well. I'm so sorry. Please
also. Oh, and Lydia Popovich, everyone.
Lydia Popovich. Fresh off the heels of seeing the queen herself, Dolly Parton.
She saw Dolly Parton, didn't think she could make it. Dolly ended early, and now she's here. Lydia Popovich right in.
Okay.
Casey Lai, you are first to the mic.
Here
we go.
Here he is.
Mr. Lai.
Should have been in the Akbar trash group, because exactly.
Yes, of course. Have some
but
juice.
Here he is.
Hello.
Hi.
Take some listen. Juice and then tell us what you're going to do.
I'm going to
wait. Okay, you're going to wait.
I don't think so, honey. You're trollable.
Okay.
So... my head.
Okay, so pre-selected, it sounds like. Go there, go for it.
And Casey Lai, your time begins. Oh, no.
I don't think so, honey. Shaming plastic straw use. It's fucking discriminatory against those of us who want to drink a zesty blood orange Diet Coke while wearing lipstick or full face. Okay? If I want to drink cancer through a piece of trash, my body, my choice. And sure, straws are just disposable pieces of thin plastic, but so is half the population of Los Angeles.
30 seconds.
Who's gonna be in all the movies if LA starts banning plastic garbage? Just regular looking people like Jonah Hill and all the straight boys from your mod team? Gross. Fucking, of
15
course.
15 seconds.
Fucking whatever. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I'm still more concerned about years of discrimination, years of institutionalized racism.
5 seconds.
Years of institutionalized racism instead of what some sea turtle got stuck up its nose. And I am the only person who saw that sea turtle with a fucking straw up its nose and was like, that reptile knows how to party.
That's one minute.
Wait, enough.
Casey Lai.
Casey
Sniff
Lai.
That shit. Get up for Casey Lai, everybody.
Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
There we go, Casey Lai.
Aisha
for the
Alpha's
turtles.
Coming to the
Aisha
mic.
Aisha Alpha. Ooh, another
Come
look,
on.
Another look. I love it.
A little
I love
Miss
it.
America wave just to say hey.
Now, Aisha, what are we thinking?
What we're thinking we're going to use the thinker and give him something I thought about.
Come
strong
on, thinker.
Strong choice. Aisha Alpha, your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Women in 2018 who ask me when I'm going to change my last name when I just got married.
No.
Okay, have you heard my name? Aisha Alpha. It sounds like a name that I got to choose and did, okay? I sound like a Bond villain from Wakanda. I mean, people tell me, but it's okay. You can go by Aisha Green, nay Alpha. Nay Alpha.
Nay.
Bitch, I was nay alpha. I'm gonna die alpha.
30 seconds.
It's insane. All of my social media is my first and last name. Everything at Aisha Alpha. Not Aisha underscore alpha 69. It's just me, people. There's only one. You think I'm gonna change that and then confuse and disappoint my literally dozens of fans?
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, okay? It's just the patriarchy trying to make me feel invisible again as a woman. Mm-hmm.
5 seconds.
But I'm a strong alpha female, and that's not going to change. And I'll tell you this, it's not my husband who wants me to change it because he wants my last name.
And that's 1 minute. Aisha Alpha.
Slay, Aisha Alpha. Yes. I want your last name. Marry me. Yeah.
People think I made up Booster. Okay, oh my God. We got another bi-coastal beauty coming to the stage. Her name, she just moved here, is...
Mitra Johari. She forgot she was bi-coastal currently.
Yeah.
She was like, is it me?
She's bi. Now
she's
Meech.
Bi.
Now, Meech, yeah. Famously trained at the Annoyance Theater in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
You're
true shady bitch for three people in the audience. Meech,
and
what are we going to do?
First time I ever did poppers, only time with Joel Kim Booster.
During?
Yeah, because he forces
during,
you to do it. It's
during,
harassment.
During Eminem.
During an Eminem concert.
I don't think so, honey. You went to an Eminem concert.
Yeah.
You're both disgusting.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay,
when
Bonnaroo,
he says bitch, it really does sound like a slur.
Bonnaroo, and we left early.
It's not
okay.
But
it's not
we did go. I'm going to do Trollbull.
Wow!
Yes!
I never do Troll Bowl. I'm going to do Troll
You
Bowl.
Never do. And I you told me you had another thing.
I know. And I'm just going to say for the fans, it was New Grinch.
Okay. I do like this for you, though.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. Me,
I don't even know where this is.
I don't think so, honey. Troll Bowl topic is the Atlantic Ocean.
And your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Atlantic Ocean. You are cold. You bore me. Your sand is bad. I don't like you. You're by all the worst states. How about you be by a hot place, okay? Atlantic Ocean, I haven't seen one dolphin in you. And my family went to South Carolina all the time. Atlantic Ocean, how about be a more interesting ocean like Pacific where you can actually surf? I never heard of someone surfing in the Atlantic Ocean. And if it is happening, no one's talking to me about it.
30 seconds.
And I would like to know. I don't think so, honey, Atlantic Ocean, because you touch the cold states too, and an ocean should be hot.
15 seconds.
I should be able to swim in an ocean year round. I don't think so, honey, Atlantic Ocean, because you go all the way over to other countries, and I don't feel like doing
five
that.
Seconds.
I don't think so, honey, Atlantic Ocean, because if I want to go to Europe, I'm going to fly. So.
And that's 1 minute. Mitra Johari.
Mitra Johari wants nothing to do with the cruise across the Atlantic if she's going to Europe.
Well, fuck you for putting the Atlantic Ocean in there, you stupid bitch. You are the dumbest bitch I ever met. Chelsea Davidson, please come to the stage. She is giving us full SAG Awards beauty.
Those
glamour.
Are some.
I
Click
love it.
Your heels three times.
Yeah, do you want to know what grade I bought these in?
What grade?
Eighth grade.
Yes.
They're back, bitch.
She's still fits.
She's still I'm a hoarder.
I said, turn a look. She said, I'm going to get my eighth grade shoes. Okay, so Chelsea,
yes.
You're a vet of this show. You know
yes.
about the Troll Bowl. You know about how you can
you
think
done
of one in
coasts.
Advance.
What are you doing?
You know, I'm going to go with my own.
I
go
love
with
that.
Your
I
own.
Love that.
Go She's with your own. Go your own way.
Your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Pugs, okay? Pugs, you look like a burrito someone dropped on fresh asphalt, okay? Pugs, you look like a potato left in a bathtub. Pugs, you look like fat Mr. Bean, okay? And why do you have so many health problems, Pugs? Were you exclusively bred in Chernobyl? I mean, what is wrong? I've seen tumors healthier than you, Pugs. I mean, have you heard yourselves breathe?
30 seconds.
It's 30 like, seconds.
Ha, 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 ha. I mean, Pugs, you sound like that weird guy on the bus who's just sweating everywhere. You know? What is wrong with you? I mean, Pugs, you can't even be born naturally. Most of you are delivered by C-section.
15 seconds.
Pugs, if you can't find your way out of a birth canal, maybe you don't deserve on this to be here on this earth. Pugs! And I don't think so. Honey, people who buy pugs. If you're buying a pug, you're basically Dr. Moreau, okay? It's just $1,000 fuck you to evolution. It's inbred.
And that's one minute. Chelsea
coming
Davidson.
For people's loved dogs.
Light us on fire if you love pugs,
oh
fucking
my God.
You.
My favorite name of the night coming to the stage.
Francesca Fiorentini.
It's like a Walt Whitman poem in my mouth.
And our necks are warm. Yes, and our brains, are they warmer or do we need the Troll Bowl?
We don't need the Troll Bowl.
We don't need it.
Don't
We've
need
been
it.
Thinking
we
about this
it.
For some time.
She don't need it.
As
she don't
today.
Need it.
Putting it all the way over
oh
here and listen, here's the thing.
Stockings.
Francesca, your I don't think so honey time begins now.
I don't think so honey Coca-Cola polar bear ad campaign.
No.
You're still here. You know who's not? Polar bears, okay? What kind of sick corporate fuck wants to feed corn syrup to an endangered species to put us in the holiday spirit? That doesn't make me want to deck the halls. It makes me want to deck an oil executive, honey. Fuck. Have you seen polar bears recently? They're emaciated. They don't look like they drink Coke. They look like they do Coke. I don't know whether to save them or to follow them into the bathroom. I don't think so, honey. Coca-Cola polar bear ad campaign. Coca-Cola, your carbon 15. Footprint is the reason that the polar bears are extinct, okay? Yep. That's like if codeine made Mac Miller the face of their new campaign. I don't think so.
5 seconds.
No. Oh, yeah. Guess what? They don't give a fuck about Christmas because they are white, fierce, and they are always under attack. They're Jewish, bitch.
That's 1 minute. Francesca Fiorentini.
Wow.
Something to think about here tonight.
I hope Ariana hears this episode.
And to close out this group of Legends Ball, please welcome Lydia Popovich. Hello, ooh, Lydia.
Hello, queen. Hello, yes, boys. Serving us first.
Hello there. Yes.
What are we doing tonight?
We got now, you're
high on Dolly, so what are you
thinking?
I am
high on Dolly, and I'm torn because I kind of want to talk about it, but then I'm also angry about other things. Who knows?
You know what? Go with what you're most angry about.
Go
I
with
say.
God.
That's going to light
I
this
say
place
God,
on fucking
I mean
fire.
Dolly Parton. Yeah. What should do?
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Lydia Popovich, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, James Corden. Who the fuck do you think you are? You don't have a motherfucking icon like Dolly Parton on your show and then have the audacity to sit her next to twiggy-ass Jennifer Aniston and then talk over a bitch? What is wrong with you? Dolly Parton is a shining beam of original God light. She is here to light the entire earth so that we can find our way and know the pure joy exists on this earth.
30 seconds.
And you want to talk to this bitch about ghosts in a house in Laurel Canyon? Get the fuck out of here! Dolly Parton relieved that she actually has tattoos all the way down between those precious titties onto her stomach, and you didn't have the time to ask her about that, but I know that Jennifer Aniston's roommate was a cunt? Fuck you, James Corden!
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
I want to hear this bitch sing. She didn't sing one fucking note. He had her hum into a kazoo, which is adorable, and I get it. I love the banter. But it's Dolly fucking Parton!
And that's 1 minute!
And that's 1 minute! Dolly fucking Parton.
Man.
It's rule of culture number 68. It's Dolly fucking Parton. Yeah.
Jen Aniston is some real collateral damage tonight.
This is not a safe space for her here at the Regent.
Under that bus that Mary Holland does not want to see hit her.
Is she here? Imagine she were to step forward. We would all...
lose our minds.
Lose our
We'd
shit.
All take it back. All right. You guys, that was the Legends Ball.
The Legends Ball. Casey Lai, Aisha Alpha, Mitra Juhari,
Chelsea Davidson, Francesca Fiorentini,
and Lydia Popovich.
Oh,
and unfortunately,
my God.
Y'all, this is going to be our last group coming
last
up
group.
Right now.
Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Oh, wow. That's a funny.
Are you ready for it? Because this group is called Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. And please welcome Alexandra Ford, Sue Smith, Alyssa Limparis, Jamie Loftus, and Tammy Sager.
Ooh, some looks. Alexandra, thank you, my dear.
I'm very excited.
Thank you, my
Alexandra
dear.
Ford to the mic. Hello.
Right. Now, she brought the jumpsuit. What are we bringing? Are we bringing an idea and you're percolating
We're
in your head?
We're jumping into
troll?
The troll?
This has really been on my heart for months.
Okay. This has been on
And you got to get it out, girl. You got to get it out. Get it out right now. Your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. The Romanoffs on Amazon Prime.
What is it?
If you don't even know what the fuck that show is, congratulations, but I do. I am a real Anastasia head. I have a gorgeous 32-bar cut of Journey to the Past, so I know what a show called The Romanoffs about the last imperial family of Russia should be, bitch, and it is fur, it is snow, it is sex, it is samovars, it is Winter Palace, Summer Palace, and Jude Law as a hot Rasputin.
Yes! 30 seconds.
Do not give me what you gave me, Amazon, which is 10 episodes EP'd by noted creep Matthew Weiner about a bunch of boring white idiots who think they might maybe be kind of related to the Romanzons. I don't
15.
Think so,
15
honey.
Seconds.
Also, if I wanted to watch a show where boring white actors go over who their relatives might be, I'd be watching Who Do You Think You Are on TLC.
5 seconds.
Also, every episode of this show is 90 motherfucking minutes long. Do you know what I want to watch for 90 minutes?
Paddington. That's it, bitch.
And that's 1 minute.
Alexandra Ford,
stunning.
We're going to need to hear that 32-bar cut of Journey to the Past
later.
On this
Journey to the Past.
Whispered into my ear later. All right.
Next performer,
another bi-coastal beauty,
Sue Smith.
Now, you've got the red pants. We've got a red bull. What's
it's
it going to be?
It's crazy how it matches your pants.
No,
we're just saying.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I can't
She knows her heart. She knows her heart. Yeah. Sue Smith, your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Adults who are into Disney. I'm sorry. It's fucking weird. It's creepy. You're a pedophile. We get it. You had a happy childhood. You came from money. Your parents could afford the Disney Channel. We get it. Meanwhile, I'm sitting alone in my shared living room with a TV watching fucking Snick.
15 seconds.
We get it. You had a pool. You went to Orlando every year. We get it. Also, Walt Disney is fucking problematic.
5 seconds.
And also, you will never be Cinderella. I don't think so, honey. Wow.
And that's quite enough. That's one minute.
You know what?
That's quite enough.
There have been a lot of attacks on me personally tonight. I'm glad someone finally took down Matt. Thank you, Sue.
Are you kidding me? Someone said, is singing funny? And there was an I Don't Think So Funny New York Comics. And now I have to deal with this fucking bullshit attacking Disney, which honestly is problematic.
But Justin said
for
adults
a lot of reasons.
Having birthday parties, and that's my thing.
Can someone answer me this? Was he buried with Nazi shit?
We'll never know. We'll never know. We'll never know.
We'll continue this conversation as a group later at the top
on
back
Nazi
at precinct.
Shit, please give it up for Alyssa Limparis. Love to bring her up to Nazi shit.
There's a talk back now, later at precinct where we'll discuss this.
Okay.
Yes.
Alyssa Limparis, here's the thing. What are we fucking doing? Are we doing the trouble or are we doing you?
I can't. And I'm so sorry to pile on and ruin some people's evenings, but I do not think so,
honey. Oh, she's
starting. Can we start?
Yeah, start.
Aglacier, okay? No! Why are your models' faces so wet? What happened? Why? Did they go swimming? Why are they so, you're selling me water. You're like, oh no, it's to make you look naturally beautiful. No, that's a gorgeous model whose face is wet, okay? If I went outside with a wet face, people would say, sweetheart, do you have the flu?
30 seconds.
Are you okay? Also, okay, the boy brow, that's their big thing, make your eyebrows bigger. Girl, I'm Greek and Italian, okay? I came out of the womb with a full bush.
15 seconds.
Okay, I don't need your hair. I came out and the doctor was like, we're gonna cut the umbilical cord and we're gonna trim the mustache, okay?
5 seconds.
I don't need to pay $40 for your hair. I can just wait 10 minutes. I can go from this to Frida Kahlo in a goddamn commercial break. I don't think so, honey.
And that's what it is.
Oh my goodness, Alyssa Limparis. Legendary.
My Greek sister.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Another gorgeous woman with a gorgeous brow coming to the stage. Jamie Loftus.
Jamie Loftus.
Please report. Please report to the principal's office.
Hello.
Now, I forgot to see you
yet.
Hi, how are you?
I love the color story.
How are you?
I'm good.
Beginning, middle, end. What are we doing tonight, James?
I'm good. May I start?
Well, what do you want to do, Jamie?
Consider the trouble.
I have a strong take. I know I'm penultimate, but I have a
strong take. I love a strong take.
I love the word.
And your time, Jamie Loftus, will begin now.
I don't think so, honey. Middle school horse girls. Who the fuck do you think you are? I don't know when it became the epitome of young Caucasian womanhood to straddle an oversized dog with teeth the size of my fist.
But that's out of my tax bracket and quite honestly, my comfort zone. I don't want to do it, honey. I don't want to go to Bible study and then straddle a dog. I simply don't. I also do firmly believe that every middle school horse girl is actively campaigning a smear campaign on any girl who doesn't also play the piccolo. So
15 seconds.
So, honey, I would like to personally say, why be a middle school horse girl when you could be a middle school back brace oboe player who's a little too into horny Roman mythology? I don't think so,
and
honey.
That's 1 minute. A real question posed there.
Now,
the question of why.
Wow, you guys, we are down to our last performer. And this woman.
Iconic.
Her writing on television shows has shaped all of our comedic voices.
The iconic Tammy Sager!
Tammy Sager, everybody. Oh, my God. What an honor.
It makes
what
me proud to honor. Have you here.
What a goddamn
it
honor.
It makes me proud.
It makes me proud.
All right, Tammy, we have the Troll Bowl here.
We wouldn't be here without you.
What do you got? What are you thinking? What do you got?
I don't need the Troll Bowl because I'm looking at my Troll Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but your time begins now.
I don't think so, honey, making me be the closer. Okay, bitch, I don't do stand-up. I can't close anything. I'm talking not even a fucking cupboard in my home. And maybe I do that so I can pretend I live with an inconsiderate man, but I don't close, okay? And I don't think so, honey. People who prepared and turned a look and emailed you in advance because they have another show to go to, so they all been walking
seconds.
Out all night. I see you, Sabrina Jalise, and I read through that Sharpie that showed that she took my spot. I don't think so, honey. People who used the Troll Bowl tonight and fucking killed it, every single one of them, because I've listened to past
seconds.
I don't think so, honeys, and they have not always even known who they were. They're like, Jennifer Aniston, I don't know that, or Alex Song, you are an adorable improviser, but here you say, what is a Troll Bowl? Made me hate you for a brief second.
Five seconds.
I don't think so, those of you who applauded and cheered when we came at New York comedians, because New York might be making my hair gray. But you all are not brave for choosing great weather and copious entertainment community opportunities.
And that's
okay?
1 minute.
I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. You are not brave.
Not one of you is brave.
Please give it up for Taylor Swift, Alexandra Ford, Sue Smith, Alyssa Limparis, Jamie Loftus, and Tammy Sager.
Listen, I'll be the first to admit I moved here because I'm a coward. I am.
And I'm moving here because there's nothing left for me there.
Exactly.
Everyone, thank
you. This has been an honor.
Guys, Joel Kim Booster, thank you so much for coming here. Bowen Yang sends his love. My name is Matt Rogers. Thank you to everyone. We're going to say all their names.
Yes.
Lauren Holtz, Alexis G. Zoll, Candace Thompson, Big Dipper, Alaska Thunderfuck, Lucia Anello, Gabe Liedman, Paul W. Downs, Max Silvestri, Sabrina Jalise, Jasmine. Can you fucking clap while we do it? I mean, Christ.
Kyle Ayers, Tani Newsom, Bryce Peterson,
Dan Robert, Michael Benjamin, Alan Strickland-Williams, Zach Noe Towers, Mike Castle, Mary Holland, Daniel Franzese, Aaron Whitehead, Lauren Lapkus, Jackie Johnson, Greta Teitelman, Emily Feinmaster, Atsuko Akatsuka, Nicole Thurman, Jimmy Fallon, Jared Goldstein, John Hartman, Peter Kim, Justin Sayer, Kat Pallardi, Bree Pruitt, Drew Kraft, Jonathan Rallo, Madison Shepard, Casey Lai, Aisha Alpha, Mitra Johari, Chelsea Davidson, Francesca Fiorentini, Lydia Popovich, Alexandra Ford, Sue Smith, Alyssa Limparis, Jamie Loftus, and Tammy Sager. I love you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.